Pemius and Daf Yomi Gemara Shabbos Daf Gimel. On the end of Gimel and Aleph, in the middle of discussion of the concept of carrying on Shabbos and moving something from one rishus to another rishus, so the Gemara says, "Boy mine Rav me Rebbe," that Rav asked the question in front of Rebbe, in front of Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. Hitinu chaveiro ochlin umashkin v'otzien lechut. Somebody who takes, right, he put like food and drink, he loaded them up, and then he brought them outside. Mahu. What's the din? Right? Do we see that the fact that he moved himself and he had all this stuff on himself is like he was moving it, or maybe it's not like he's moving it? Meaning he's going to be chayev or not. So Amarle, Rabbi answered, chayev is chayev ve'ino dam liyado, and it's not comparable to his hand. Why? Because my time, a guf anayich, yado lo nayich. Right? That his body is at rest. It's in a defined place when it was loaded up. The hand is not at rest. The hand is not, you know, normally assumed to be in one location. It's constantly moving, so it wouldn't be considered like you load it up. But the body would be, so therefore it's going to be chayev. So then, on Amud Beis, the Gemara gives a little musr, and it's Omer le Rabbi Chiya le Rav. So Rabbi Chiya then turns to Rav and he says, Bar Pachate, son of great man, right? Lo amin alach. Didn't I tell you, ki kai Rebbe baha mesechta lo tishayev a mesechta chrisi, that when Rebbe, when Reuven and Asi is involved in one mesechta, you shouldn't be asking him about another mesechta? Because maybe he won't know it. It won't be on his mind. He won't be as clear with it, because it's not what he was osek in. And he might err. De'ilav de Rebbe gavar rabuhu kasfte. Right? And if it was not for the fact that Rebbe Yudo and Asi was a great man, kasfte, you would have been would have embarrassed him. Demashani lach shinuya delav shinuya, because he would have given you an answer that's not an appropriate answer. So when I was reading this Gemara, I had a question. The premise is weird. That why should the issue of asking someone who's not holding in the mesechta be an issue of embarrassing him, right? That you would shame them. The issue should be that he might paskin wrong in Hilchos Shabbos, and that's a very serious isser, and that should be the real thing, more so than the embarrassment. So I was looking around, and I thought maybe you could answer based off a comment that the Benayahu brings down. The Benayahu is Ben Ishchai's, one of his other sefer, not his Benayahu, his other sefer in Shas. And he goes down into a little bit of an intricate discussion on Pikabalah, that he explains that there's a concept of, we have this famous medrash, it's brought down in the Gemara Sota, that Yosef HaTzadik, he stuck his hands into the ground or his feet, right? And these 10 tipos of zara came out from his like fingernails or his toenails, right? That he couldn't control his taiva, but he didn't want to be motzi zara, so he stuck his hands in the ground and these tipos zara came out. So obviously that's not a metzias that would seemingly happen, but in Pnimius it means something. And he explains that in Pnimius there's a maila above called Yosef HaTzadik HaElyon. It's the sphere of Yesod. And there's 10 nitzotzos kedushos, there's 10 neshamos that come out from Yisod that are not truly miskabel in the malchus, meaning they're a higher madriga, and these neshamos go out in order to fix this world. And he, the Arizal himself goes through in Jar Gilgulim, you know, some of these things in different generations. He says, you know, there's 5 bechinos. In the first one, it's, you know, Rashbi and all of his Talmidim that I mentioned in the Jerabba and the Zohar, Rabbi Elazar, his son, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yaakov, Rabbi Chizkiya, Rabbi Yasa. Right, so he says that's the first aspect. And then the next time they came is in Rabbeinu HaKadosh, in Rabbi Yudah Nasi, and his Talmidim. And it says there, Rabbi Huda, Talmidim, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Oshia, Bar Kafra, Levi Bar Sisi, Rabbi Chanina, Bar Chama, and Rav. Right, and then it goes through the third ones, and the times the Arizal himself and his Talmidim, the Chaverim, and he goes through the different bechinas of how this manifests in different doros. But the Benayahu points out, he says that what you see here, if you look closely, our characters, our players are actually in this world. That, you know, the first is Rabbeinu, in the second world there's Rabbeinu HaKadosh, which is Rabbi Yudah Nasi, and of his Talmidim we listed Rabbi Chiya and Rav. Right, so that's why Rabbi Chiya is turning to Rav and he's saying Bar Pachse. Right, so he brings out that Pachse is Osios Patach Yud, right? Meaning the opening of the Yud, meaning these Yud, this aspect of Yud is these 5 Chesamim, 5 Gevuros, whatever. It's this Kabbalistic concept, there's the Gevuros and the Chesamim that don't separate. He said Bar Pachse, that meaning you're the son of this Pasach Yud, of the one who brought down this Koach in the world, the one who brought down these 10 Nitzotzos into the world. Meaning Rabbi Chiya, who's a Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, says to Rav, was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, what are you doing? Your entire godless comes from him, right? And you said you shouldn't be asking him something, because if he's not holding this masechta, if it's not coming to be what he's coming to be mitakin, maybe he'll come to be mitakin something else, and you're gonna mess him up by asking him a masechta he's not learning it. So I thought maybe based off that approach in Benayahu, you could answer why Dafka he said. He said, had he not been for a great man, he would have been embarrassed. Meaning, the issue was not as much the Chol Shabbos. Meaning, Hashem gives a siyata d'shmaya to the posik to paskin the right way. Someone like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi would know the halacha of how to paskin in Hilchos Shabbos case. He wouldn't have opened his mouth if he didn't know the halacha. But the fear was that, by the fact that you're asking him in something else, it's almost like you're challenging the authoritative figure. That you're challenging specifically the one who's the root of your kalach. And these talmidim, they were coming to be, you know, the 10 nitzotzos that stem from Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and stem from Rebbe. So when he was challenging Rebbe, it's kind of a way of, you know, it would be a big busha if Rebbe was challenged in a way that he couldn't address, that he couldn't know. So you said, you're lucky that he's a grav or rabbi, you're lucky he's a man, because otherwise he would have been embarrassed. He would have been embarrassed that he's the rav and you're the talmud. And you know you're challenging his tikkunim and what he's being osik in and what he thinks that you know his purpose in the world is, right? And he would have the demishani lach shinuya delav shinuyahu, and he would have been forced to give you an answer that's not the appropriate answer. Meaning, not that he would have got the halacha wrong, chas v'shalom. There's no way you could read the gemara like that. It's that he would have had to give you an answer. He would have had to work on being Mishana and fixing and changing and answering something that's not what he's supposed to be answering, something that you're supposed to be doing. That, you know, we all have our own tafka, we all have our own goal, and we shouldn't be challenging the Rebbe. So, okay, it's a little bit deeper, but it's a mahalach in today's death.